The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
A green entrepreneur who's originally from this part of the world in County Cork, but who's now based in Wicklow, who's converting high-end fossil fuel cars for electric vehicles. For the rich and famous, mostly, but doing elsewhere. He's helping decarbonise businesses here in Ireland and around the world. Norman Crowley, chairman of Cool Planet. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. How did you start on this journey, Norman? How did you end up being somebody who is very much committed to green business?
About 15 years ago, I was in London, had a successful gaming software company, and a friend of mine kept inviting me over to his house to meet climate scientists when nobody else was talking about climate change. And I guess I got to understand how serious the problem was. And also another part of me realized that, you know, the party had to end at some point. We can't keep digging stuff out of the ground, polluting everywhere and not pay the price. And so it felt to me like this was the chickens coming home to roost, basically. And then when we sold out of that business, the only thing that I wanted to do was do something around climate. And so we set up Cool Planet in 2010.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the cars, first of all, purely because that's a kind of a sexier end of the business for you. What kind of cars are you converting?
Well, we'll talk in a bit, I guess, about the serious end of converting cars. But
we'll get there. But tell me about the fancy
stuff. Side. We convert anything from Ferraris to Land Rovers, and we do that for famous people and I guess rich people, because it's quite expensive to do it and do it properly. And so we've done them for Ellie Goulding. We did her wedding car. We did Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire. We did a small car for him. We had a 27-year-old Scottish millionaire yesterday collected a white Ferrari from us. So we don't do many. This year we'll probably do about 6 cars. Yeah.
Mm. It's a pity Anton's off today, because he would love this particular part of the conversation. So if you put your foot down in one of the converted electrics, does it go as fast as it would have done if it made the big vroom vroom noise?
It goes way faster. So the Ferrari that was collected yesterday does 0-60 in about 2.1 seconds. So it's very, very quick.
That'd do it all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, the fun thing about those is, like, if anyone out there who's lucky enough to own a 1980s Ferrari, they're very unreliable, you know? And so we
they didn't put that on the advertising material, did they? They left that bit off.
It's kind of 1980s Fiat technology. And so we make the most reliable Ferraris in the world now, you know?
And they still look good, which is important. The other challenge, and this is what's thrown at the car industry all the time, is that, you know, we're still over-focused on everybody having their own car, and putting batteries into them isn't necessarily going to solve the problem. It's the idea of everybody having access to a car as opposed to public transport is against the green model.
Well, it depends on who you talk to in the green model. I think Greens among themselves disagree with the best way to sort this. But I mean, if you have a perfect public transport system, then that's brilliant. But if you live out the country, you can't have that. And in a whole load of areas, you can't have that. We're still waiting for our train to take us from the city centre to the airport, you know. So in that case, electric in all its facets has a lot to play. You can have electric bikes and then little electric cars and then bigger electric cars. And they form part of the solution in the same way public transport forms part of the solution.
So let's talk about the more serious element of the business then, which is helping businesses to decarbonize. We have built an entire system around fossil fuels. They literally keep the lights on. You end up with very heat heavy processes in factories, and that heat then escapes into the atmosphere. How can you help businesses reduce their carbon footprint? Because every single business I know, it is their biggest priority right now.
Yeah. So if you think of it first from a climate point of view, where does all this, you know, carbon come from? And we break it down very simply. 40% of the carbon problem and therefore the energy spend comes from industrial, which is factories. About another 20% comes from commercial buildings, big buildings. Another 20-ish%, 25% comes from transport. And then the rest is our houses. So actually, the biggest part of the problem is factories and commercial buildings. And then the shocking number that blows people's minds is 60% at least, and in many cases, 70% of that energy is wasted. So we go to the trouble of digging this energy out of the ground. It's very polluting energy, and then we promptly waste most of it. And your listeners might be slightly shocked about that, but to give you a really shocking statistic, if you, the minute you sit into your car, about 98% of the energy that is consumed is consumed in not moving you, right? It's consumed in wasted heat and vibration and energy in the engine and all of the other processes that go into it. So it's an incredibly wasteful process. And factories are the same, right? So if a kid was drawing a factory, they would draw a factory with smoke coming out the top. Mm. And the smoke coming out the top is about 30% of wasted energy straight away, right? So our core job is to stop the waste. And we do that for some of the biggest companies in the world. And
would it not be better, Norman, to stop using fossil fuels in the first place and to come up with new ways of continuing that process rather than capturing what is the use of fossil fuels? Because that's only going to prolong it.
Yeah, it would be, and in an ideal world, and we do that as well. But actually, if you think about the fastest thing, if you think about this winter, for example, we're not going to magically create more green energy to drive factories. And also, it's so expensive to create green energy and so much hassle. Isn't it better to just stop wasting the stuff that we already have? And the answer is yes, by the way. It's the fastest financial payback. It's the quickest result, you know.
How quickly can we do that, though? Because it's a great idea. And if we could do it and save what is currently being wasted, we'd all deliver. But, I mean, I read an article last week about the facility out in Poolbeg, which should be heating homes right around Dublin, but is just releasing that heat out as if we couldn't find a home for it.
Yeah. And that problem started when that was built, right? They should have built it and then built the connection for heating the homes at the same time. And every other city in Europe seems to be able to do that. And sadly, we couldn't do it, right? Despite the fact that the homes are very near that plant. And I think it's a case of it's a bit too late for that one now. But if you take for factories, it can be done very quickly. An example we announced last week, Bulmers CNC down in Clonmel, we're doing a project with them right now to reduce their carbon and ultimately their energy costs by 50%, right? And that's going to get done and be done in the next 3 or 4 months. And
Norman, can I tell you a side effect of that? You're going to annoy every helicopter pilot the length and breadth of the island because they use the smokestacks out of Clonmel as a waypoint on their way down heading through the country. So you're going to have to let them know that you're doing your work.
Not our problem. Yeah. we have bigger problems to solve. Yeah.
if you were Minister Eamon Ryan right now, and a lot of people criticise Eamon Ryan for not moving quickly enough. If you had his job and the weight of government behind you, what would you do?
It's a very simple thing, and it's a thing nobody talks about, right? And I'm critical of Eamon Ryan as well. And this might sound like a strange one, put more people, competent people, into the Department of Energy and Climate Change. Because if you look at Ireland at the moment, right, and its energy, we're way behind on solar, like we're 10 years behind on solar. We're way behind on energy efficiency in government. We're way behind on wind and the production of wind to support our system. And then we're way behind on a whole raft of legislation that can be done to support ourselves. And so what they need is move faster. There is nothing external to government at the moment right now that they need to help ourselves. We have plenty wind, we have plenty sun, we can redeploy a whole load of energy assets that we have in a much better way. We just need to do it better. It is shocking for a modern democracy that we have that has enough money and enough capital that we haven't organized this better. And now we're facing into the winter we're facing into.
It's funny how the consumer often moves ahead of where government policy is. And if you look at what's happening right now, the sale of electric cars, I think was one of the websites announced the other day that the most popular car they had on their website for the first time ever was an electric car. And if you speak to car dealers, they're saying everybody wants electric. That's the direction of travel. Nobody really wants to put a diesel under their backside anymore. It's almost as if the urgency with which the public is treating this is somewhat lost at government level.
I think so too. I get so frustrated with that. Like, if you think about consumers, they've insulated their houses, they've availed of all the grants, they've people are putting in heat pumps. Like, we can't supply enough electric cars into the country. We get the message, you know. Everyone you talk to says, God, the summers are getting hotter. It was roasting when I was out in Spain. People understand this. And I believe, by the way, this winter and the increased energy price is long term a good thing, because it's finally the wake up call that industry needs and also government needs to really start fixing this problem. It needs a big shake up, and this could be the shake up. And I hope it is the shake up that we need.
OK, we'll leave it there for now. Norman Crowley, green entrepreneur, chairman of Cool Planet. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.